life. Greener grass in the yard next door. A shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is that don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is that don't live in bigger houses.
Brand new and a good one from Dan and Shay on WRCO-FM Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement, which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country. A lot of heat waves set. 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News. Family and friends of late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are now saying they are having trouble finding a funeral home. His spokeswoman in an online post saying one place told them they are being barred from working with the Navalny family. Navalny died in prison a week and a half ago. A big deal. Blocked.
Not so fast for the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC suing to stop the nearly $25 billion deal, arguing in court documents it would stifle competition and cause grocery prices to spike for millions of Americans. Xavier University marketing professor Scott Beck says just the prospect of such a deal spurs interest.
One thing that is really clear, Albertsons is for sale. So if not Kroger, then whom?
If approved, a combined store chain would span 48 states with 700,000 workers. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And if you've been paying for Netflix through Apple's iTunes, you may be cut off soon. Netflix now forcing anyone still using Apple to pay to switch over and pay Netflix directly. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
5 minutes after 7, we'll check forecast details in a moment here on a Tuesday morning, February 27th. We're getting a little hint of sunshine. Currently, it is 33 degrees. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 68. Very warm for February conditions with, again, record heat for the second day in a row. Yesterday's high was 68, so we'll be in that ballpark again today. Tonight, a low of 14 with a dusting of snow to an inch possible and a high of just 25 Wednesday. Thursday, 45. Friday, 54. Saturday, 62. And Sunday, 70 with a 50% chance of rain showers overnight. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was a record breaker 68. Right now, after a midnight reading of 54, we are at our overnight low. It is 32 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Tuesday, February 27th.
It's crazy how manipulation feels like a soft blanket holding you tight. And every night sleeping next to someone's just as warm as the gaslight. It's funny how jealousy sounds like somebody's worried about you. And all that control takes on different roles. Don't realize the toll it takes on you. But you taste like stability. That's new for me. Yeah, this feels like homemade cooking, like backyard kissing, like hold the door open and I laugh. But it's nice like Sunday sleeping and baby I'm leaning in conversations. I can tell that you're listening. I thought I knew what love was. Guess I didn't know it all. But I think love's supposed to feel like this. excuses, excuses as often as I breathe. Defending him, trying to defuse it, and it would only blow up on me. Yeah, I've been to pretty dark places, stuck in toxic situations.
Ingrid Andress on WRCO. On a Tuesday, we give you more Hank time. Coming up, it's Quizzy Poo Day, and so we'll see what's going. And birthdays and anniversaries a little bit later on today, and this day when the high school boys basketball tournament gets underway across the state of Wisconsin. Should be all right for the games. Maybe some of the longer trips home might see a little bit of snow tonight, but I guess 'tis the season for that. I think our predicted snowfall locally was for at least 29 more snowfalls. So, well, tonight's will count for one. Hopefully we don't get all of those predicted. That's all I'm saying. 7:12, good morning.
I saw the lightning baptized by the fire of your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Freedom, how no one could tie me down. Hey, I'm riding on.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Thomas Rattan, Morgan Wallen. Today is World Spay Day. Pokemon and No Brainer Day, the Big Breakfast Day. It's also National Strawberry Day. Ooh, good stuff, Manny. And also, let's see, International Polar Bear Day. It's National Protein Day and National Retro Day. Well, that's like every day for me, but National Retro Day, a day to look back at those so-called good old days. So maybe, I don't even know if there's a way, but you could turn your television set to black and white, turn the color off, and, you know, watch a show that way. Or just watch a black and white show, right? Or pop in an 8-track. I believe it or not, I'm sure you believe it, I still have an 8-track player that works.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time for the roundup.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Morning, Philip.
What's up, man?
How you doing, young man?
I'm doing great.
Basketball's on the menu tonight.
Oh, yeah, man. There, we're getting ready.
Baseball's on the menu tomorrow for the Brewers.
Sure.
I believe tomorrow. Yeah.
I believe for a broadcast, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, a couple so far on the radio. It's good to hear that.
Yep. And next, starting this Friday, the 1st, okay, make sure you get down to Napa to get your filters for all season.
Okay.
Biggest filter sale there is.
Mm-hmm.
So just to let everybody know, don't forget that. Get your filters lined up. Go down and see John and the boys and or his ladies at Napa. That's in Boscobel in Richland Center.
You need a filter, I suppose.
I do.
Right.
Even for those who don't have
for
filters. John Cosgrove says that he can get filters for anything or everybody.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So this Friday, I've got my list ready to go. I've got Joe's filter, Bo's filter, and Phil's filter.
Oh, okay.
Where they're working on a Mr. Fabulous filter, Phil.
Tim Thede.
Tim Thede. Yep. Uh-huh. So anyway, you are at River Valley tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, good for you.
I have to look at my calendar.
Yeah, you know what? But the calendar is few and far between right now between seasons. Almost.
Starting to get down there.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Good luck to all the ladies on Thursday night, and good luck to the boys tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So.
State team wrestling this weekend as well.
This weekend, yeah.
Fenimore and Prairie du Chien.
Good luck to both of those guys, or both of those teams, I should say. So, but anyway, anything else? Good luck to Wazika on Thursday night. They play here out at the high school here against Pecatonica Argyle. Should be a good game.
Yeah, should be a decent one. So, you bet.
Anyway, beautiful weather today.
You know, yeah, and it's all going to change.
It is, but you know what? Let's enjoy what we have. You're always looking at the dark side
of
things.
Yep, I know it. But you got to take your winter coat along. So
yes,
when I go into the game tonight, I'm not going to need a coat. But when I come out of the game,
is that when it's going to change?
Well, it sounds like it's going to get blustery, windy, and...
You should know. We worry about the trip home?
I don't know.
Because I'm on the road at Southwestern tonight. So.
I think it's later.
Okay.
But we could be in line for something.
So I shouldn't take the Mini out tonight.
Maybe not.
Yes.
You know, and the roads last Friday night.
They were not pretty.
Yeah, I went to the girls' game in Highland. And, yeah, it was a little more snowy toward the south.
And you know, I went to, where did I go? Belleville. And on the way up, I was fine until I hit Dodgeville, and it was snowing. Roads instantly changed.
Yep.
It was a long trip.
So it could be similar to that tonight, I think. Okay. Later on, anyway.
So I'm going to go ahead and call in sick to work tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Who do I report this to?
Well, I would suppose that would be me, but...
do I have to put a letter in or anything?
We'll have to see whether we approve that or not.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I'll see you in the morning, then.
But I like your honesty.
I've already missed a day last week because due to sickness.
Oh, that's right.
So.
But technically, I gave it to you, so I guess...
It was a free day.
We'll look the other way.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Uh-huh. Feeling well now. So. Anyway, Phil, today is Quizzy Poo Day. I know you're interested in this. We have 10 questions, Philip.
Okay.
Wow. What happens every fourth year, Philip?
We have a February 29th.
We do. And today's quiz is on leap year.
Leap year.
Yeah, this is in courtesy of Jamie. Ah. Thank you, Jamie, for the... she gave me a... You know, there's no question. She gave me a whole paragraph or a whole article. And it's like, I have to go through there and get questions out of that.
You actually have to work.
You know how tough that is?
Yeah, that is.
So I don't know if I should thank her or beat her.
Well, we'll see. And I'll let you know after the quiz how I do.
All right, my man.
All right.
Number one, true false, Philip. Leap year occurs every 4 years.
All right.
Number two, leap years were first introduced to keep Easter celebrations aligned with the spring Orthodox.
Okay. Right.
Number three, true false. Leap years are necessary to keep the calendar year synchronized with the astronomical year.
La la la.
Number four, true false. The Gregorian calendar, which was widely used today, introduced the concept of leap years. All right.
All right.
Number five, leap years are always divisible by four, Philip.
All right.
Okay. The extra day in the leap year has always been added to the month of February. The extra day in the leap year has always been added to the month of February. Henry's thrown some crackers out there for you, hadn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Not too many softball lobs.
Number seven. If a year is evenly divisible by 100 but not by 400, it is not a leap year. All right, I'll read it again. If the year is evenly divisible by 100, okay, but not by 400, it is not a leap year.
All right.
All right, number eight. Julius Caesar was the first to introduce the concept of leap years in the Roman calendar.
All right.
Number nine, Philip, the Islamic calendar follows the same leap year pattern as the Gregorian calendar.
Lots of big words there for you, Hank.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right. All right, go ahead.
Number 10, Philip, leap years have an extra second added to them for an account for Earth's rotation. Leap years have an extra second added to them to account for the Earth's rotation.
All right. I take a stab at it there.
Well, let's stab 50, away.
50-50, you know, it can't be too bad.
So what do you think? Do you think you got 5 out of 10? It's actually kind of a tough quiz if you think. I've put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with 6 of 10.
6 of 10.
Yep, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Well, that's a big limb, fellow.
Yeah, it is. Got to hold me up.
Yep. All right, true, false. Number one, leap year occurs every 4 years.
True.
That is true.
Woo!
All right, number two, leap years were first introduced to keep the Easter celebrations aligned with the spring Orthodox.
That is true.
That is true.
Woo!
Number three, leap years are necessary to keep the calendar year synchronized with an astronomical year.
That is true.
It is true.
Woo! Boy, I'm on a roll here.
You're on a roll. Number four, the Gregorian calendar is widely used today, introduced the concept of leap years.
I wrote false.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yeah.
No! Hank.
Yep, sorry, Mike.
I was questioning myself. I'm thinking, well, that's too many trues in a row. So I better change it.
Oh, here's another one. Leap years are always divisible by four.
False.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yes.
Oh! I'm always leery of those true and false questions when they say always or definitely.
Right.
And I'm thinking there's got to be some little catch. But maybe I thought too much. on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What day are we on?
We're number six.
Number six. We're going to leap right to number six. The extra day in the leap year has always been added to the month of February.
That's false.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yeah, I always. And here's the thing. I put that in there because it says February has always been the month that has 29 days. Mm-hmm. But sure. I said, no, we're going to throw that one in there for a lob. So that was also true. Huh. So it's always been added to the month of February.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense because you'd throw off March then a little
right.
bit, right?
And, you know, March, you know, April 8 and, you know, all that good stuff.
Right.
Number seven.
Seven.
If the year is evenly divisible by 100 but not by 400, it is not a leap year.
True.
It is true.
Woohoo!
Julius Caesar was the first to introduce the concept of leap years in the Roman calendar.
True.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
Now, if you notice, I've had 8 trues in a row.
Wow. No, I hadn't noticed
yeah,
that.
So, number nine, the Islamic calendar follows the same leap year pattern as the Gregorian calendar.
I'd say false.
That's false.
Woo-hoo!
Number 10, buddy, leap years have an extra second added to them for the count of the Earth's rotation.
I think that's false.
It is false.
All right.
Yep. It's actually the days before leap year. Because it's always added up, and you have to go back a day.
So, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Better than you thought. Good job, Philip.
All right. It's not a fridge hanger, but...
No, but, you know, it's not a bad. You've had 2 fridge hangers in the last 30 days.
I have. I can go out for recess.
You've stumped the teacher.
Oh, I don't know about that, but... yeah. Not bad.
Leap so year.
Now I'm better prepared for Thursday.
You are.
There are a lot of businesses I've noticed that are doing some special things
that's, you know,
that day.
Just let's make a deal, Jamie Walsh.
Yeah.
Walk in and say, you know what, Jamie, you're too high. Let's make a deal.
It's a bonus day, isn't it?
It is a bonus day. Yeah. So, but no, here we're giving 29% off dates with Joanne.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hadn't realized that. Huh.
Yeah. So
has she agreed to that? Or
no, she doesn't know.
Oh, she doesn't.
It's under. We're gonna leap it on her.
Yeah, right. And she doesn't listen to us. So
she doesn't listen to
she
us.
She wouldn't know. But
so,
anyway.
But anyway, my man. Anyway, big plan. You're going to River Valley. Good luck tonight, and all those teams. Good luck to Center, Ithaca. Ithaca's got a big game tonight.
With
so.
Kickapoo.
Yep. Yep.
Riverdale's a big win with Iowa Grant.
Yeah. Good luck to Weston tonight.
Weston with North Crawford tonight. Boys basketball.
Weston has a shot, and I mean that in a good way. I mean, I would not want to play Weston.
Everybody has a shot. Yep.
What, even us?
Well, I don't know about that, but I was on a team that did not win till the first round of the tournament back in the day, like when I was a sophomore, I believe.
Really?
First swim was in the tournament. So it can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the days before they seeded it. You know,
right.
Now it's seeded. You know, if you have a good record, you're probably going to host. But back then, sometimes you'd have potential regional or sectional championship games the first round just because they'd be in the same regional.
Do you remember back in, was it 04 or 05, there was a basketball team that won 3 basketball games. They were like a 8 seed back then. Went all the way to the state semifinals. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So,
It does happen.
It does happen.
Yeah.
So,
and in this day and age, sometimes you have somebody's hurt or somebody's ineligible, and all of a sudden, kind of changes things at the end of the year.
Huge, huge outcome on the ballgame. So, but anyway, good luck to everybody, Philip. Good luck to our businesses. Leap year's coming up.
Yep.
Oh, and a special today down at Court in Maine, just to let everybody know, it's 18% off today at. And all the money all the proceeds go to McKenna Munson's College Endeavors.
Oh, okay.
So it's her 18th birthday. So
happy birthday
to McKenna. Mm-hmm. And good luck to them ladies down there today.
Excellent.
So, anyway,
and
thank you very much.
Now with your new knees, you should be able to leap a little better.
I'm going to leap. I'm leaping to Southwestern tonight, young man.
Ooh,
that's a trip.
Yep. Get up and
so, but
get
anyway,
out of here.
Be kind, my man.
Have a good one. That's old Hank Bray.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
This day in 1807, poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was born in Maine. 1991, Operation Desert Storm came to a conclusion as President George H.W. Bush declared that Kuwait was liberated, Iraq's army is defeated. And also in 2003, Fred Rogers, better known as children's entertainer Mr. Rogers, died at the age of 74. Some notes on today. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Josie Nortney, and also today to Iris Scoville. Happy birthday to grandson Dylan Cagle today. He's at school in La Crosse, but we're hoping he knows we wish him the very best. Sending loads of love from Grandpa and Grammy Bumcamp. And also to Dylan Cagle, love from Dad, Mom, Logan, and Ethan. Caleb Frawley, greetings today from Grace, Jake, Max, and Blaze. Happy birthday to Caleb from Joe, Mark, Keisha, and Maggie. Happy 5th birthday to Josie Norty from Papa, Grammy, and Boo Boo. We all love you. To Leandra Bartow from Mom and Dad, they say have a great day today. Hopefully you had a great birthday yesterday. Wishes to sister-in-law Twyla Durst from Lori and the Guys, and from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday wishes as well to Bob Simpson from your work boy, Oli. Also, birthday wishes to Bob Simpson from the Grangers on the Hill and from Butch and Mrs. Butch. If you see Bob, wish him the best today. To Bernal Granger from your favorite son, daughter, and wife. Wait, guess you have only one of each. Have a great day today to Bernal Granger. Dolores Thomas from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Kennedy Salisbury. Happy 14th to great-granddaughter Kennedy. Love from great-grandma Jean. Birthday greetings to Grand Weiss twins, William and Ella. Lots of love from Grandma Bowen and Tom, also from Uncle Derek and Aunt Dana, Auntie Ange and Uncle Dale, Aunt Amanda and Uncle Jesse, and all the Hackle cousins. And happy 15th birthday to Twinkies Will and Ella Wise. We hope you have the best day today and love all the joy you bring us. Love from Mom and Dad and your siblings Maybelle, Gary, Eli, and Molly, and Noah. Wishes going out today to Gene Dyer from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Echo Bristol and to Patrick Metz. Happy birthday today to Nina Hine, to Aaron Basharian, and Terry Bowers from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River at Avoca Lions saluting Debbie Faga, Brad Peterson, and Hadley Thomas. Also to McKenna Munson, happy 18th. Court in Maine wishes a happy 18th to intern McKenna Munson, who celebrates a special one today. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Stacy Lasicki, to James Birch, and Bob Simpson.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Got to go in and see if I can get a filter for my Montgomery Ward mower. Get that baby going here. I probably could mow in Sextonville right now if I wanted to, but I don't really want to yet. 34 right now. It's 7:42.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place. Ever in my heart. Young
James, whether it's young love or old love, love keeps you young, right? This is Phil Nee. I hope you have an awesome day. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Joanne has the news next.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 34 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. Our forecast calls for morning sunshine, then clouds increasing. Very warm for February with record heat and a high of 68. Tonight, scattered rain showers turning to snow, dusting to 1 inch possible, blustery and turning much colder with a low of 14. Currently in Richland Center, it is 34 degrees after a low this morning of 32. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa Department of Transportation has closed the Mississippi River Bridge connecting Lansing, Iowa to Wisconsin. A social media post Monday by the DOT says they confirmed the bridge has moved and engineers from the DOT and other agencies are investigating to see exactly what is happening. That includes determining if construction of the new bridge played a part in the movement. There were monitors placed on the bridge before construction started, and data from these monitors is part of the investigation. The Iowa DOT says they do not have a timeline for when the bridge might reopen. No injuries were reported during several fire calls in Iowa County yesterday, as the Department of Natural Resources and the National Weather Service have warned of high fire danger due to the lack of snow, warmer temperatures, and breezy conditions. The Iowa County Communications Center received fire calls relating to fires between 11 and 5:30 yesterday. The first was a trash fire on County Road O in Lafayette County. Mineral Point Fire and EMS responded. A garbage truck hauling the garbage was able to dump the load, which was on fire, and it was extinguished. Three other fire calls all related to grass and brush. Central and northern Iowa County remains in abnormally dry to moderate drought condition. Grant County is in moderate to severe drought condition. The majority of Crawford, Richland, and Vernon counties are in severe drought, and all of Sauk County is in severe drought. U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd District visited the Richland Hospital and Clinics last Wednesday to meet with hospital leaders and staff. The visit was prompted in part by the recently announced closures of two health care facilities in Wisconsin, St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. Both hospitals were operated by Hospital Sisters Health System, located in Illinois. Van Orden inquired about the status of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, citing the recent decision to step back from plans to build a new facility. Van Orden reminded those present, "We can't help if we don't know what you need." The Richland Hospital and Clinic CEO, Bruce Raisler, said the organization was in a comparatively healthy financial position, but noted that the challenges of recruiting staff and relying on higher-paid traveling nurses have hurt the hospital's bottom line. Hospital board members, staff, and leaders took advantage of the opportunity to describe some of the legislative and regulatory issues that have the biggest impact on the organization's ability to fulfill its mission. Raisler emphasized the importance of facility status as a critical access hospital, a designation that ensures better reimbursements from Medicare. While the status is beneficial to the hospital, it also includes some stipulations that Raisler said could be changed to better utilize the hospital's resources and allow organization to care for sicker patients. Anissa Koh, RN, spoke emotionally about the impacts that the restrictive network coverage and prior authorization requirements of Medicare Advantage plans can have. She stated that the team spends hours negotiating with insurance companies to get essential services covered for patients, sometimes unsuccessfully. On other occasions, the hospital is not reimbursed completely for care it provides. Chaz Burnley, Chief Nursing Officer, emphasized the importance of the 340B program, a federal program that provides financial help to hospitals that serve vulnerable and low-income populations. Representative Van Orden stated he understood the importance of lowering drug prices for all Americans. John Holter, Vice President of Federal and State Regulations with the Wisconsin Hospital Association, provided details on programs like these and their impact on rural health facilities. In closing, Raisler thanked Representative Van Orden for his visit and looked toward the future, stating, "Our organization has been providing care for our community for 100 years, and we are counting on continued advocacy from our representatives to help us provide care for the next 100 years." Redistricting consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court submitted a bill for more than $128,000 for the work they did reviewing proposed new legislative maps. The court hired a pair of redistricting consultants to review maps submitted by Republicans and Democrats after it tossed out the existing Republican-drawn maps as unconstitutional. After the consultants determined that the Republican submissions were partisan gerrymanders, the GOP-controlled legislature passed maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He signed them into law last week, seemingly ending the court fight and giving Democrats a path to possibly gaining majority control. The consultants submitted their bill to the court on Sunday. Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign a bipartisan bill allowing police departments to charge for body cam footage requested by YouTubers. Wausau Police Chief Matthew Barnes says it's not about making it less accessible, but that cost to blur out faces, mute audio, and make sure no sensitive information is viewable is something many departments can't handle.
50% of our open records requests right now, my understanding is they're coming through this type of lane where we have social media channels that are making all these requests. I anticipate those to go down.
Anyone involved in an incident captured on body cams may still access it for free, and community residents may also get it free up to 10 times a year. Two people are in custody following an incident in Vernon County yesterday morning. The Vernon County Law Enforcement team responded to a shots fired at a residence on Hoff Valley Road in rural Ontario. A perimeter around the incident scene was established by law enforcement, and communication with the occupants at the residence was made. Again, two people were taken into custody after a couple hours. No injuries were reported. The Shake Rag Alley Winter Writers Reading Series continues to host winning writers from Wisconsin People and Ideas, Arts Plus Literature Laboratory, and the Wisconsin Writers Association as part of the Winter Writers Reading Series. Writers spend a week at Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts and participate in community outreach. A reading featuring Taylor Kirby will be held Wednesday night at 7 at Republic of Letters Books. Two Crows Theater will present the production of The Thin Place by Lucas Nath at the Touchstone Theater on the campus of American Players Theater Saturday night at 6. This will be the first play produced by Two Crows Theater Company since closing due to the pandemic. The Thin Place debuted in New York in 2019. While it can be characterized as a ghost story, The Thin Place is about a British middle-aged psychic, Linda, played by Mari Sandoval, and her girlish client, Hilda, played by Samantha Newcomb, who wants to connect with her departed grandmother. Hilda believes that there are portals or thin places where the living come very close to whatever is beyond. The middle part of the play introduces two additional characters, Sylvia, played by Elizabeth Reese, Linda's wealthy patron, and Jerry, played by Robert R. Doyle, Linda's American cousin, who has helped her get a job as a political consultant. Jerry tries to solve Hilda's longing for connection, and the benefactress begins to doubt Linda's bona fides. The Thin Place, under the direction of Jake Penner, runs 10 days with previews beginning February 29th. Good seats are still available for Sunday, March 3rd, performances at 1 and 6. For tickets, go to twocrowstheatercompany.org. Grant County High School students who will be graduating high school are encouraged to apply for the Grant County Farm Progress Days Scholarship. The Executive Committee of Grant County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund to give a $500 scholarship each year. It will be awarded to a graduating high school senior who resides in Grant County. Applicants must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2 or 4 year school of agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grant County Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and 2 letters of recommendation from non-family members. The scholarship is not need-based. However, if everything else is equal, need may be considered by the committee. The application deadline is Friday, March 1st of the applicant's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu and can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125. That's 723-2125. Golden Gallon Scholarship applications are currently being accepted. The scholarship is open to all students enrolled in any post-secondary school who has exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. Applicants do not have to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related field. Applications can be found on the Richland County Extension 4-H website at richland.extension.wisc.edu/scholarships. The application deadline is this Friday. The 12th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Bowling Tournament will be held this Sunday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The annual bowling tournament supports efforts to provide cheese to area food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of Milk into Cheese.
It's an individual, it's an 8-pin tap, so if you get 8 pins, they count that as a strike. And you don't have to bowl the second ball. It's individual, and everybody that bowls gets a free pound of cheese, which is $15 to bowl, so that kind of knocks it down to about $10. And then we have a straight pin that's up. If you have the straight pin as your head pin, and you get a natural strike, all 10, not 8, but you have to get all 10 of them, you win a free drink. If you're drinking a pop, you get a pop. If you're drinking a beer, you get a beer. So it's kind of a fun Sunday, and I think we've always had it the first Sunday in March because usually by that time everybody's getting ready to get out. They're getting kind of cabin fever. And over the years, we've gone from 20 degrees to 60 degrees, so the weather varies back and forth. But we've never been snowed out so far.
The 12th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament will be held Sunday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. Shifts times are 11 and 1:30, but are filling fast. The entry fee is $15 per person, with all bowlers receiving a free pound of cheese. For reservations, call 608-375-2200, or for more information, call 608-537-2340.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today is Tuesday, February 27th. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County, died Friday after a two-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday from 10:30 until 9:00.